AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Vice President Kamala Harris has come out swinging against what she calls inaccurate and inappropriate comments made against President Biden by the special counsel investigating his mishandling of classified documents.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
The report, which found no criminal action, described Biden during an interview as being a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. President Biden held a televised address last night to defend his fitness for office.
My memory is fine.
Biden meets today with Germany's Olaf Scholz on Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I think both leaders will reaffirm their strong support for Ukraine and finding a way to continue to help Ukraine.
The Senate is working up an aid package after the House refused to take up a compromise bill, which included new security provisions for the U.S. southern border. A warning from Israel's prime minister. He's ordered his military to start pushing residents out of Gaza's southern city of Rafah, indicating the ground incursion is moving there. Meanwhile, the International Red Crescent's president, Kate Forbes, is calling for a pause to get more aid into Gaza.
We need more access, which means we need to have the ability to get in from various points, not just one.
It was 55 degrees yesterday around Madison, Wisconsin, so warm it helped trigger a tornado. Taylor Patterson with the National Weather Service says this is the first such twister to strike in February.
We're going out on damage surveys to get like a path length.
A Tennessee judge has granted a change of venue in the trial of two men charged with killing rapper Young Dolph. Stocks are trading higher. This is AP News. Taylor Swift is part of the Super Bowl buzz. She has a long history with championship games. Swift's singing career kicked off with performances of the national anthem at sporting events like Game 3 of the 2008 World Series, the U.S. Open, and NASCAR. An acclaimed conductor who led the Boston Symphony Orchestra for decades, Seiji Ozawa, has died.
The Japanese conductor led the BSO from 1973 to 2002, longer than any other conductor in the orchestra's history. Ozawa's office in Vienna says he died of heart failure Tuesday at his home in Tokyo. After leaving Boston, Ozawa was music director of the Vienna State Opera. Ozawa won two Emmys and a Grammy with the orchestra in Japan that he co-founded. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.